The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. As technology blurs the distinctions between physical and online retailing, retailers will need to rethink their competitive strategies. Competing in the Age of Omnichannel Retailing, written by Eric Brynjolfsson, Yu Hu, and Mohammed S. Rahman. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Digital Transformation. Recent technology advances in mobile computing and augmented reality are blurring the boundaries between traditional and internet retailing, enabling retailers to interact with consumers through multiple touchpoints and expose them to a rich blend of offline sensory information and online content. In the past, brick-and-mortar retail stores were unique in allowing consumers to touch and feel merchandise and provide instant gratification. Internet retailers, meanwhile, tried to woo shoppers with wide product selection, low prices, and content such as product reviews and ratings. But as the retailing industry evolves towards a seamless, omnichannel retailing experience, the distinctions between physical and online will vanish, turning the world into a showroom without walls. This will push retailers and their supply chain partners in other industries to rethink their competitive strategies. Mobile technology is well on its way to changing consumer behavior and expectations. By giving consumers more accurate information about product availability in local stores, retailers can draw people into stores who might otherwise have only looked for products online. The enhanced search capability is especially helpful with niche products, which are not always available in local stores. The availability of product price and availability information, the ability of consumers to shop online and pick up products in local stores, and the aggregation of offline information and online content have combined to make the retailing landscape increasingly competitive. Retailers used to rely on barriers such as geography and customer ignorance to advance their positions in traditional markets. However, technology removes these barriers. Some online retailers are attempting to gain the upper hand by offering lower prices and effectively letting consumers use the local retailer as a showroom. Soon, retailers will provide special incentives aimed at customers as they enter stores or when they leave without purchasing anything. Such offers will take into consideration the consumer's previous history and will be personalized according to their specific data. Possible success strategies for companies operating in the new competitive environment include: 1. Provide attractive pricing and curated content. The success of Amazon versus other online retailers underlines the importance of avoiding price wars and becoming merchandise curator. Consumers come to Amazon for good prices, but they also expect Amazon to curate merchandise so they won't get lost in a sea of products. Amazon's well-curated, consumer-generated content and reviews make it easy for consumers to interact with Amazon while going through their purchase decision process. 2. Harness the power of data and analytics. Part of the promise of omnichannel retailing is an explosion of new data from social, mobile, and local channels. This provides an unprecedented opportunity to understand not just customer transactions, but also customer interactions, like visits to the store, likes on Facebook, searches on websites, and check-ins at nearby establishments. For instance, American Apparel analyzes image footing of store security cameras and intercepted mobile phone and Wi-Fi signals to understand customer visiting patterns per store and the movement behaviors of customers and employees within each store. 3. Avoid direct price comparisons. While consumers benefit from easy search, such capabilities can be damaging to sellers. Taking steps to make direct comparisons difficult can protect retailers from poaching by competitors and mitigate the effects of price competition. These include offering product bundles and negotiating with manufacturers to supply a specialized version of the product that isn't available elsewhere. 4. Learn to sell niche products. Online retailers will still have advantages over physical stores in selling low-volume specialty products that are not economical for stores to carry. Locating slightly more popular products in local stores has traditionally been unpredictable and time-consuming. But with inventory information available online, it is becoming much easier. Dual-channel retailers may have the upper hand over retailers selling exclusively online because they can offer in-store pickup and after-sales service. 5. Emphasize product knowledge. The shift towards omnichannel retailing allows consumers to accumulate product knowledge, for example, the name, product size, color, shape, material content, etc., in one channel and then purchase from another channel. Retailers have an opportunity to facilitate channel integration and attract shoppers who prefer shopping in multiple channels. 6. Establish switching costs. Retailers can reduce the amount of competition they face by creating switching costs. Like airlines, they can establish privileges and perks for loyal consumers, such as express or mobile checkout, as airlines have done with boarding and booking privileges. And 7. Embrace competition. Retailers that attempt to insulate themselves from competition may only succeed in the short run. Exposure to world-class competition will force retailers to improve their products, services, and prices. In an omnichannel world, there is a premium on learning rapidly for consumers and catering to their needs. This segment was excerpted from Competing in the Age of Omnichannel Retailing, written by Eric Brynjolfsson, Yu Hu, and Mohammed S. Rahman, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.